This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday visited communities in eastern Alabama devastated by tornadoes that tore through homes and businesses, killing 23 people. The president and First Lady Melania Trump took a helicopter tour of the area before visiting the homes of some of the victims in the tiny, hard-hit community of Beauregard. The president and First Lady then visited a disaster relief center at a church in Opelika, the county seat, to meet with survivors, volunteers, and first responders. Sunday's tornadoes were the deadliest to hit Alabama since 2013. All 23 victims, including four children and seven members of one family, were killed in or around Beauregard in rural Lee County, about 16 kilometers southeast of Auburn. President Donald Trump says that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, lied again to Congress when he said he did not ask for a presidential pardon. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former Fox News executive Bill Shine, who took over as President Trump's communication director last year, left the White House on Friday, the latest person to step away from a job that's become a turbulent West Wing. The White House said in a statement that Shine will join the president's reelection campaign. This is VOA News. Friday.